in round one, accept what you're offered and then make sure that you accept it, send it back on time. And then round two is offered on the 8th of September, and you might be given your a higher option on the 8th. And if you're entitled to it, then if you want to accept that, then do. But just accept everything that you're offered. So make sure that you get your offers back on time. So you can still get upgraded later on. So I would just say, if you're not sure, speak to the guidance counsellors or principals or deputy principals in your school. There are helplines there. The CAO have lots of advice on their website as well. And also, you also have other options as well. You have an option if you want to do a post-leaving cert course. There are fantastic courses there that can lead you into third level next year. And there are also vacant places on offer every year. From the middle of September, you know, and you might find something there that you haven't looked at already. So just keep researching, keep your options open again, accept anything that you get an offer on. And as I said, if you're entitled to something next week in round two, then you will get offered it. So just because you accept something now that isn't your first choice, you may get your first choice in round two or round three. So just accept everything.
Is there any concern, Councillor Casterly, locally, as it relates to the results having been deflated when compared to previous years with COVID-19, etc.?
Yes, well, I know that there are more applicants this year because there's an increase in that cohort of the population. Yet, so more people are applying for Level 8 courses. But having said that, there are also more courses being made available as well. So, yeah, definitely, you know, there won't be much of a difference in the points. They won't come down too much for the courses that are particularly are in demand. They probably won't come down at all. They'll probably stay level or maybe go up one or two points or five. Maybe it's hard to know. But there are lots of options. You can do a level 6 or level 7 course and do an add-on then for your level 8. As I said, you can do a PLC course. You can repeat if it's an option. And there's always, there's lots of different routes to get to your final destination.